I want to suggest a question to ask, and this is one of my favorite questions to suggest to a pulpit committee. When you're talking to a candidate that you're serious about, ask them this. If the Lord called you to our church and you were to be here for 25 years, how would our church, you pray, look differently because you have been here? In other words, what would look different? And if the number comes, if the answer comes back with numbers and statistics and all the rest, you'll know what you're dealing with. But if it comes back saying, I want to see believers who've been growing in Christ, I want to see transgenerational formation of Christianity and gospel in people, I want to see marriages that are stronger, I want to see people with a hunger for the word, I want to see more people bringing their Bibles, I want to see Bibles worn out. I want to see people who are sharing the gospel in the workplace. I want to see people from every tongue and tribe and people and nation start gathering here because they're drawn by the gospel. If you get someone who talks that way, then you're going to find someone who, all other things having been satisfied, is likely to really have some potential to lead your church in a way that that I think will glorify God and make a difference. And I think that's very important.
One more thing quickly. If you know of a church that you like, consult their pastor. Ask him for recommendations.
Yes, the interview process shouldn't be limited or confined to that individual. It should be broad, include his wife and others who can comment on not only his character, but his gifting. And at least two of you accented the importance of preaching, and I would want to underscore that as an absolute priority.
And not just preaching, but expository preaching.
Exactly.
Yes. And I want to come back
to do so.
I'm going to vent about a pet peeve. Because as president of a seminary and as a leader in a denomination, I get lots of these questions and letters and questionnaires, and I fill none of them out. I do not do that. If a pulpit committee sends me a questionnaire saying, rate this person's patience from 1 to 10, I just have to write back and say, I don't have the patience to fill out this ridiculous form. This tells you nothing about this individual, because this is like some kind of psychological inventory. You're going to turn it into the high school guidance counselor. You call me and I'll talk to you about him. I'll tell you as best I know how to evaluate him over against these things. But, are people going to measure around and say, this one measured 4.5 on patience and this one only 3.7 on gentleness? You know, what are we going to do? You know, how do you quantify this? I think that this professional management consulting mentality is filtered down into the church. Yes. And what you're going to end up with is professional management people in the pulpit rather than preachers. I think the Apostle Paul would have failed on a lot of these things that would now come down on a questionnaire. Mm-hmm. I think Timothy would fail. Timothy lacks experience. And yet the Apostle Paul sent him to Thessalonica to teach the church.